try to smash this Big Bubba burger real quick.
Really?
Well, you got a problem?
No, but your arteries will.
That's why I drink ice cold Beepis.
And this is why humans don't last long.
Welcome to Solemnly Stoned.
Episode 3. Life's warning labels.
There are none.
None whatsoever. You can physically die just from a teaspoon of water.
And even the warning labels they do try to put out there
don't work.
We don't read those. We skim past
that. It's just like the terms and conditions. I don't give a fuck what you have to say.
Bitch.
Nah, but one of the fun things about life is the fact that anything could kill you. So it kind of gives you a little bit of a rush.
I was just thinking about it before we started this, and I was just thinking about walking down a beach and then just a fucking coconut cracking my fucking skull open.
I thought you were going to say just a shark jumping out of the water.
The possibility is there.
The possibilities are endless because, you know, the box jellyfish can instantaneously fucking kill you.
The box jump jellyfish?
The box jump jellyfish fucking...
Right over your fucking head.
Oh, fuck.
This is where you meet you.
Welcome to death. Just imagine just a fucking jellyfish box jumping like some SpongeBob type shit.
Imagine sleeping at night and you just roll over face down in your pillow and accidentally suffocate yourself.
You know how many times I've probably done that already.
And that's when you wake up, you're like,
that's why I got
the fresh ass.
Breath of fresh ass. That's why I got cotton mouth in the morning. No, that's because I got a fan blowing into my lungs.
Keeping that motherfucker nice and dry.
But your mouth.
That's why they call it the windpipe.
When I wake up in the morning, I have no saliva in my mouth. I gotta like try and like.
Every breath is a whistle. Sound like a fucking kazoo when I wake up.
Fuck, even fucking smoking can kill you. Look at this dude, fucking ass. Yeah, sound like fucking Billy Bones from Treasure Planet.
Yeah. One of these days, it'll be your last puff.
The cyborg.
Golden man finger.
Fucking, you could eat.
Yeah, buddy.
Just waking up in the morning, just saying, let's see what I can eat today that could almost kill me.
Dick.
Pufferfish.
Or pufferfish. Yeah.
What were you saying?
I said dick.
Dick.
So this guy was driving down the road. Chick was giving him head. Got a car crash.
Bitch died with a dick in the mouth.
Exactly. You know what?
Just imagine
what's
that.
Fucked up though is the chick was the husband's wife's sister.
Oh, I thought.
God damn.
I thought you can really explain the one show we watched where the husband's wife was sucking his best friend's dick, and then they both died, but she died with his dick.
Yeah, that's
mouth.
What I'm talking about.
But here's the thing, though. They chopped his dick off and left it in her mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. This is why humans don't last long, motherfucker.
Oh, no, you really want to know about life's warning labels? What's the deadliest gas?
Out of my ass.
Ass gas.
Ass gas.
No. For real, like, give me a guess. Give me a good guess, man. What's the most poisonous gas?
Like tar heroin.
That's not a gas.
I thought you turned it into gas form.
I thought you said carbon monoxide.
R22.
Yes. Environmentally unsafe. No, oxygen. We're literal death breathers. I remember you posting that one day. But here's the thing. There's a show I was watching called Baki, right? I was telling you about it earlier.
Yep.
So look, this dude creates a vacuum in his hand, right? Because he practiced his whole life in prison. Because he hit it so hard, or he hit it right there. when he put his hand down, it created a vacuum in his hand.
Right.
Where there's like only 6% of oxygen in his hand. And he got so good that when he clapped his hands, he created his own vacuum there. And he's so fast that when he put it to your face and he let off, that it's basically you're only getting 6% of oxygen when you take your next breath.
Yeah.
So it's like you can't breathe for like the next 5 minutes. And it knocks you out. And if he actually does the complete vacuum version, he can kill you and you will not be able to live anymore.
It's gonna suck your fucking soul right out of your
body. No, because you're the next breath you take, you're not really taking a breath. It's just death.
That's just like if I go into the water and fucking breathe in some fucking good old agua. I come up, somebody punches me in the fucking titty, and I'm fucking breathing.
But here, no, it don't work like that, because.
Stick your fucking fingers down my mouth and blow a goddamn motherfucking big breath in there.
But here's the thing, though. It's because what's in his hand is actually
a fucking knife, and it's like a fucking knife. Like that, you fucking
no,
fucking bitch.
No.
I practice this in prison. It's called.
No,
it's because the fucking head.
No, it's because it's like the thinner the oxygen or something like that. Like the more deadlier it is or something like that. I don't know. But you can die from oxygen. We literally. That's like.
Because it oxidizes our blood cells. That's why they turn red.
Basically.
I
but
think. I don't know.
Something like that.
Blue bloods.
Blue ball.
I got those. Red. No, but the main thing is. Like they say, like with aliens. That's damn. Somebody shutting the door. Alright, go on.
God damn, somebody's been eating some special brownies.
Life's warning labels. There are none.
Why fucking. Did they say they didn't fucking. I forgot what I was doing. Time for another hit.
Time for you to shut the fuck up. But, damn, now I was. Oh, yeah. Aliens, that's why they leave us alone, why they don't even come to our planet, because it's like, don't fuck with them, they literally breathe poisonous gas.
Right. They're like, oxygen, fuck that. That's why they have helmets on when they come here. That's so
like,
fucked
like
up.
Mars attack?
Yeah. That's fucked up to think about, because it's probably true. Government letting us know without letting us know.
But, I mean, that's how we developed, though. We developed breathing the nasty-ass oxygen. Like, imagine back then what the oxygen was like.
Here, give me that exhaust pipe. I love it.
But just imagine being a fish. That's the thing, though. What I want to know is the fact that this chick I'm talking to, right? She goes, yeah, my fish drowned today. How the fuck is your fish drown when it breathes water?
He holds its gills closed.
Die! Well, if you're holding its gills closed, then you're basically choking it out.
Right. Suck all that water up, boy.
It's like you'd be a person to put a sucker fish on your dick.
Why was I created this way? What?
Like you put a sucker fish on your dick. Sounds like something you would do. Just walking into, just open up the door, like, what are you doing here?
You see me walking out into the ocean and come back.
Fucking fish.
Dragging. His tail dragging in the sand.
Like that one, the one thing you tagged us
like
on.
Like this.
Like, I don't need that fish.
I don't need that to go.
I'm gonna need it to go. Give me that specimen. Just the things that could just instantaneously kill you.
I don't think I could ever put my dick in a fish's mouth. Just because I don't know where that fish's mouth has been.
In the ocean.
You know, and they don't brush their teeth.
They don't have teeth.
They have something, and they don't brush it. They don't even use mouth. What do you fucking use to wash your mouth? Oh, it's salt water. Salt water. They tell you to use salt water to clean your fucking mouth out.
And they live in the salty ocean.
What the fuck? It's got to be the cleanest things in the world, fish.
Not really.
No. Until you fucking, yeah, oil spills and all that good shit these days.
Exactly. there's actually
nuclear acid getting dumped in the ocean. Fucking 26 eyeball goldfish jumps out. The Simpsons predicted the future.
I can see clearly now. The radiation is gone.
Shit.
The motherfucker opens up his eyes. Opens up one, two. And just keeps opening eyes. He's like, what the fuck?
How the fuck do I control these eyelids?
You have to learn
how to fucking blink simultaneously with 26 eyeballs all at once. Oh shit. That's a lot of energy.
Open up your third eye.
You'd have to close them all before you jump in the pool.
You couldn't
wear goggles. You wouldn't have goggles anymore.
Yeah, you could.
I'm thinking of eyeballs as in the fucking big old round motherfuckers off The Simpsons. But in reality, if we had like 26 eyeballs on our head, we would be fucked. Dude, that would be fucked looking like.
A funky town.
These kind of eyeballs, you know?
Yeah, up normal here, eyes. Here. If I could just instead of hair, you have eyes.
360 degree vision, baby.
At least you'd be able to see what be fucking coming from behind. Yeah. I got eyes on the back of my head. Actually, I
it's a parent's instinct. You'll learn one day, son.
You just whenever they piss you off, you just right in the fucking eye, poke them in the eye.
Flick
them
right in the eyeball.
It's alright, you got 27 spare ones.
Imagine getting high with 26 eyeballs. All your eyes be like, oh.
Half of them be closed, half of them be open.
I can still see everything.
You gotta close certain eyes.
And that's why we don't have 26 eyeballs, because
imagine having to, like, imagine
get
something in your eye.
That's what I'm saying. You would get a lot of shit in your fucking eye.
Just keep them closed all the time. Just open up.
You just go out in a windy day and open your eyes, and it's just like.
Dry.
What's that fucking shit the old man has? The fucking
what? I don't know what you're talking about.
It's the healthy vision or some shit.
I don't know.
It's the old dude commercial. He's like, if your fucking eyes are deserts, then here, look at this.
Eye drops.
Probably. Called the good old eye blink.
Imagine having 28 eyes, right? And then instead of a fucking eye drop, they just put your fucking head in a bucket.
Imagine the first person to ever live
who got dry eyes.
No. Who had to figure out that they had to keep blinking.
That's what I'm saying. They got dry eyes. And they're like, what do I do? Oh my god. It's just like, every time they close their eyes, they just.
And that's why we have staring contest. Staring who has contest. The best jeans? Mine are denim. Levi's. Fuck you, bitch!
I have the best jeans.
You are spitting? You fucking cunt.
That's why I wear glasses. Protection.
Protection and...
Vision.
I was gonna say provision. Probability. I'm like, something with a P, motherfucker.
Perception and probability.
Fuck. Shit. Protection and perception.
There you go. Protection and perception.
Protecting my perception. There you go.
Necrophiliation.
That's one.
That's disgusting.
That's another way to die.
Yeah, it is. Fucking a dead body. That's skin cancer.
And that's how zombies are going to be created.
I just want to... just... Who wakes up and goes, yeah, I'm gonna fuck this dead body today? Just like, hey, you're looking kind
of
lifeless.
It's probably more of like in the moment type thing where you're like,
bullshit, there's motherfuckers out there who's like, yeah, look at that lifeless body. Smack it on the ass.
And it doesn't even jiggle or nothing?
No, it would.
No, it's lifeless.
Exactly.
So it's just deflated. So you just smack it.
You
like
just
a
got
fucking...
your hand imprint on it.
Yeah, it's like. It's... Smacking in the motherfucking moon sand, or whatever the fuck, kinetic sand.
Kinetic sand, your hand
hit it,
stuck
and then it deflates.
Oh, that's what you call fake ass. Nicki Minaj.
Just fucking got a little bike pump, tire pump.
Come on, baby, I need to fight you today. Life's great, you know. Mysteries. Yeah, just imagine, you know.
Imagine you just get so fucking pissed off one day because you're playing Call of Duty or something like that, and you just keep getting fucking killed. So you just get so pissed off, you punch the fucking TV, and then you get electrocuted to death.
Fuck! could you go up to heaven?
Finally, I can feel again.
You're coming up to judgment. So, how'd you die? I got pissed off because I lost 50.
Fit of rage.
Sir, would you like to see my last game? They pull it up and see what's going on. They see that you're just getting a headshot every fucking time because there's somebody hacking in the game.
No. You don't even have to go up to the fucking good Lord. It's welcome to the gulag.
Welcome to the gulag. Your match begins. 25 seconds.
Fucking starts throwing rocks like a motherfucker.
Start punching each other. I can't feel anything. Neither can I.
Nah, fucking just drops
match
out of
begins.
The sky.
3, 2, 1. He just pulls out, just instantaneous. What the fuck is this? Glock 19!
Imagine blacking out, and then all of a sudden, you're waking up falling from the fucking sky.
Ah, dude. That's why we have those dreams. Every time, like, you're falling back into your body, and you wake up real fast, see you won your food. Oh, shoot. Oh, never mind, spam risk. Anyways.
No, that's but, another way you die. You answer the phone to spam risk, dude, they'll fucking come and get you. You ever heard of Squid Games?
You ever heard of Squid Games? I mean, I would definitely win Squid Games. You want to know why? One reason.
You know
I'm
where you
fat.
Would fuck up? You know where you fuck up?
The glass.
Yep. You already knew it.
No shit. Oh, by the way, everybody, what's it called? Spoiler alert. The last game of Squid Games is the, it's not the last game. It's the second to last game. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the glass, and then it's fucking...
The Squid Game.
The Squid Game. Squid Game. I got my steak knife. So do I. Transformers more than meets the eye.
I'm glad you committed suicide, my friend. Now I'm gonna give half this money to your mom, save a fucking orphan child, and then I'm coming back. And who knows?
Who knows? Who knows? 456.
Bitch!
He just comes back. Instead of, he'll be the only one with different colored hair. Who's the main character?
I figured it out. He's gonna come back as player one. Because player one died.
Fuck. The old man comes back. Fuck.
No, so he's like, I don't wanna play again. And then he's gonna be like, you teamed up with me. Just grabs the old man. Hey, brother.
We're doing this together.
It just fuck everybody up.
It'll either be that. Or it'll go against each other.
Or he'll go back in, and he'll end up being like the police officer was.
Yeah, one of the dudes.
Yeah, but he'll make a deal, like how the doctor was. You know, they kept him alive, right? But he does a deal, right? And he fucks with him, smashes the two motherfuckers' heads together, becomes a square, and gets the fuck out of there because he died. You know, he died. All right. But he didn't really die.
But did the Korean police officer finally get his messages sent when he fell off the fucking cliff? Nobody knows. And that was that dude's brother, so he already knows that motherfucker's already trying to be up in this shit.
Well, here's the thing, though. It was trying to send, but it only had 2 bars. And remember, he fell off, and his phone got wet. And
but
his battery percentage was also low as well.
Yeah, but it was sending.
Would you rather dive head first off of a cliff into concrete or get every limb in your body broken and then shot in the head?
I'd rather just fight the motherfucker and grab the gun.
You have no choice. You have one or the other. Squid Game, bitch.
Oh, yeah? I choose option C. Crack my own neck.
Suicide.
Oh, yeah?
Fatality.
Bull pump shirt. Pistol. Your Glock 19.
Oh, yeah.
Bull
pumps
your
fucking
aug.
Head. Now your head's in your ass.
Your ass is on your head. You just talking out of your ass. How'd you know?
Yeah, I got bullpup there.
Bullpup's your truck. Well, it seemed pretty good, but you never know.
What if you're just sitting here one day and all of a sudden you just say, you know, what the fuck was that big ass boom? And then all of a sudden it's just a fucking wave of nuclear fucking air coming through the house.
I'd say this. War. War never changes.
Wah! Who? What is it good for?
Absolutely nothing.
Say it again.
That old Rush Hour. That's what that makes me think of, like, every time.
Rush Hour.
Yeah, Chris Tucker and Heck Yeah.
You're a cunt. Why didn't you, motherfuckers? Guava peach. It's magically delicious. Well, we're about 20 minutes on this podcast. I think we might cut this one a little short. No?
We gotta keep going, bro. We got time.
We got all the time in the world, even though you can die at any time. Hey, just imagine.
Every minute you're listening to this is another minute that you're dying slowly, and I'm talking in your ear.
Or to your family.
So we're all dying together. So we're all in this together.
We're all in this together.
I don't know.
High School Musical.
That kind of gave me like a Full House fucking vibe.
The smiling.
That's the fucking intro we need for our fucking channel.
No shit. Like,
they're beating. Doing
the same. The abusive father. The weird uncle sitting there with like a fucking tinfoil hat on.
Tinfoil on his head, tinfoil on his fingers.
That needs to be something we need to do on our YouTube channel. Who can have the seltzer tab?
We'll call him Uncle Tom.
We have an Uncle Tom. He's a fucking weirdo. No, he's not even our uncle.
Life's a relatable fucking characters. Your Uncle Scott is...
Uncle Scott, different.
There's different layers of weirdos out here.
I tell you what, when Wayne was born, Uncle Scott came up to the hospital, and I was holding her, and he went like, he put his hand on her head, and he goes, she's not the one, and then just me. I swear to God.
And what happened? She wasn't the one. And look, she's a little bratty.
This man knows something we don't.
He knew the future.
Yeah.
He knew what was going to happen.
He traveled before it in time.
And then what happened? That's why he didn't come to Sebastian.
No, it's because Bastion was born in Kentucky. Didn't nobody come.
He goes, he's like,
true
that. That's a long ass fucking way away. He's like, fuck you, he ain't the one either. For me.
That drive ain't the one, motherfucker.
That 4 or 5 hour drive there, the 4 or 5 hour drive back.
You ain't going to deprive me of my precious ass sweet motherfucker.
Motherfucker, I was like, instantaneously falls asleep.
8 hours later. Like I said, motherfucker.
Like I said, motherfucker. Oh, shit, he's already been born. Yeah, he ain't the one. Fuck you. Click. Well, okay. Fucking sticks hand to the phone. you're fucked.
That's kind of how he is. He likes that fucking Star Wars, Star Trek fucking. But he reminds me of like a New Yorker type of guy.
He is from New York.
See? Alright, dude, I'm telling
sure,
you.
I'm pretty sure he's from New York.
He's got like that New York voice.
You gotta give the fucking the star.
And I give me the fucking Texas. Yeah,
the more you know.
I'm sure he is.
Do you know what the bullshit that I went through today?
That's like pure Italian, bro. You're fucking over in Italy and shit.
Do you want them with the meatballs?
That's the motherfucker who lives in the heel of the boot of Italy, nigga.
Let me tell you some shit that happened down here.
Down here in the heel of the boot of Italy.
Down here in the boot of the Italy. The heel of the boot of the Italy. And I tell you, I make the great cheese. Nobody can make pizza better than old Pops.
It smells like Up Dog in here.
Up Dog?
Hey.
Hey. Hey. Hey,
that's
Boz.
That's more like the fucking Italian that her uncle is. Like,
hey, I'm from New York. Hey,
motherfucker,
give me a good hoagie.
I don't know.
This motherfucker up there, like, now I'm thinking of the fucking.
You guys got a New Yorker accent in there?
Silence. Silence of the lambs.
They're trying to do fucking Googling like New Yorker sayings or some shit. I don't fucking know.
What's up, bitch?
Hey, forget about it.
That's Italian. New Yorker sayings.
I think New York and Italians are kind of like they, you know what I mean?
Travel. Pretty it's sure kind of that's what they like.
Yeah, it's kind of, they kind of talk the same, but they have their different accent, you know?
That's because they originate from over here, you know what I'm saying?
You missed that entire fucking thing. RD! Not for nothing. Man! Tight! I'm just a couple blocks away! What's good? Brick! No. Brick! Brick! Lit.
He turned into like fucking.
Don't make me get fucking a thug of the block.
Thug of the block.
Don't be on our block. Don't fuck with the block. These fucking alien motherfuckers out here. Wolf looking motherfuckers.
Come on, girl.
That's blacker than my cousin.
My girl.
My girl.
Fucking eyeballs.
It's all about the eye movement. The cool.
Fucking drug dealer like that. What you want?
What you want?
Like, nothing to do with you. Get the fuck out of here.
One eye go one way, the other guy go the other way.
You want this one? You want that one?
Listen here, both of y'all fucking split his eyes.
Holy shit.
I'm looking at you, looking at him, looking at me, looking at you.
I'm a master of my craft.
Master of becoming the best, becoming the best.
Fucking eyes rolling back.
It might not. Might not.
Ah, Guardian.
But the funny thing about that, the fucking subtitles goes insect noises.
That's how insects talk.
No, they talk like.
I'm getting ready to fucking shoot you.
Fucking cicadas.
That's the worst fucking noise. So anyway, I started blasting.
Honey, get my shotgun.
Grab me mallet.
I'm getting me mallet. Just like that spider the other day you were talking about. You squished the motherfucker and you had the bones break.
That's what I'm saying. Life has no warning labels. You open the door and there's a motherfucking wolf spider staring at you. And you're staring at him. And you're thinking, what am I going to do? And he's like, you know what you're going to do. You're going to fucking run, bitch. And I said, guess what?
And this motherfucker sat here, stomped this bitch. He and G stomped this motherfucker. He flat stomped this motherfucker.
I had 5 seconds of pure adrenaline from the grace of God to fucking demolish the soul of the spider.
You're
getting smited.
You have been smoked.
You have been smoted.
By the grace of God. By the power of Grayskull! I have the power!
A fucking jump up and then a flying kick. Fucking Power Ranger style right to that motherfucker. miss the fucking spider because he's in a corner.
Fuck!
Fucking out of here. Go get gassed up. Comes out with a fucking gas.
He comes back with oxygen and saline. Ultimate blast. Fucking. Throws. Fucking. Put the breaching charge
if
on top
can't
of the
beat
motherfucker.
It, eat it.
If you can't.
Until it's disintegrated.
How loose is that bolt?
If you can't beat it, cremate it. It sounded better. In my
it
head.
Can't be tight if it's liquid. Perfection. That's fine. Again, life has no warning labels.
And if they do, we don't read them.
Just fuck the terms and conditions.